Here I am, 19, and I just got paid. Heading up to the dealership to sign my name away. Told me I could have my daddy car, hot pink with rims that shine. But when I got on with my daddy car, I found out that man was lying. It's all about the money. They didn't care about my life. It's all about the money. They didn't care, it wasn't working right.
So if you've just purchased it and it breaks down and you take it back to the car yard or just get some advice on how to go about, you know, getting your car fixed or whatever. I've bought cars actually that have broken down, so I would have loved to get some advice.
The only car I have bought from a dealership was 10 years ago and I rolled it maybe 6 months later, so haven't done that again. Now, let the insurance lapse and paid it off for the next 5 years for a car I didn't have.
I was still happy with the choice that I made in getting a big car, and that's all I really wanted. I was so happy that I'd chosen that type of car, but it was a great disappointment that it wasn't fit for its purpose in the end.
You've just heard from people in our community who've bought their daddy car, taken it home, and it's broken down. Whether it's in the bush or the city, it doesn't matter where you are, it's a horrible thing to happen, and it happens to far too many of our people. I'm Carol Dowling from Consumer Protection, and this is part 4 of our series called My Daddy Car. I'll take you on a journey to protect yourself and your hard-earned money when buying and repairing your car. You've bought a car you thought was drivable and it wasn't, or the car doesn't do what you want it to do. In previous programs, we've talked to people in our community about organising your money to buy and then shop around for your daddy car, as well as what to do when making a deal with a car dealer or private seller. Now it's time to talk about taking your car home and all the hidden costs that you may not be aware of. I had the chance to yarn with Rebecca Burton from Broome. Rebecca had trouble with buying a car in Perth, and by the time she drove it back up to Broome, it started showing signs of breaking down.
As far as the communities go, like, they like their troop carriers, a lot of them. So you'll see plenty of troopies on the road. Probably because it's a big car, you can carry your 11 passengers or whatever, and yet we find them a lot more sturdy on the roads heading out. But in saying that, you can get a nice looking car from Perth and it might just be patched up. There's a lot of that to consider, and then they get out in the community and within a couple of months they've been rattling on the road. Then things start coming loose. But whether they were loose in the first place or not, you're not going to know. Yeah, it's just a thing of when you first get it, what's wrong, if there's anything wrong. As soon as you know, write it down, ring up the car dealer and say, hey bro, these things is wrong on this car. But nobody told me. So just so that it covers that thing, so that if it is a big issue, you can probably do something about it and don't just write it down and leave it and forget about it.
Rebecca Burton in Broome, who eventually filed a complaint with Consumer Protection to help her with her car. Let's hear from our resident car expert at Consumer Protection. His name is Angelo Barbaro and he's the manager of the Automotive Services Branch. Here's Angelo explaining about the warranties you might have and what best to do when you buy a car that breaks down soon after you bring it home.
The dealer must sell a vehicle that's in a safe and roadworthy condition and of acceptable quality, regardless of the price that the vehicle is sold for. And there's a number of warranties that can apply depending on the price of the vehicle, the money's paid and the age of the vehicle. So there may be a statute warranty under the Motor Vehicle Dealers Act, which requires a dealer to repair the vehicle in a 3-month period. There may be a manufacturer's warranty if it's a new vehicle, or there may be the implied warranty under the Australian Consumer Law. So ultimately, the vehicle must be sold of acceptable quality, and if the vehicle breaks down in a short period of time and it can be shown that the fault was there at the time of sale or has occurred through no fault of or abuse on behalf of the driver, then there could be an obligation for the dealer to repair it. So first step, back to the dealer, get him to have a look at it, see if he's going to undertake any repairs that are necessary. If they say no, then what we would do is encourage you to lodge a complaint with us at Consumer Protection, and we would then conciliate it on your behalf.
If you're unsure about what warranty your car is covered by, just remember that all cars are covered under Australian Consumer Law. Consumer Law says that you must be sold a car that is of acceptable quality, fit for purpose, and also roadworthy. If you don't feel that this has been met by a car dealer, then Consumer Protection can act on your behalf. We can work between you and the car dealer to make sure a car dealer fixes your car should it break down soon after you buy it. Here's what Angelo has to say about buying a car that is fit for its purpose and what this means for you.
Well, a dealer has got an obligation to sell a vehicle in a safe and roadworthy condition and of acceptable quality. But also, if a consumer makes known to the dealer that the vehicle has been bought for a specific purpose, so it's for a specific need, and the dealer talks them into buying a particular vehicle for that, and it doesn't meet that purpose, then they have got to come back to the dealer under the Australian Consumer Law, because they've relied on the dealer, who is the expert, to guide them in the direction to buy a certain vehicle for a certain purpose. And if it's not fit for that purpose, then they have got to claim back to the dealer.
The other important thing to find out now, before you sign, is if your potential Dardy car is covered by what is known as a statutory warranty, under a law called the Motor Vehicle Dealers Act. If the car you're looking at is younger than 10 years and hasn't been driven more than 150,000 kilometres, you should be covered by 3 months or 5,000 kilometres from the time you buy it. The rule is, the older the car and the more kilometres it has driven, the less warranty coverage you will get. If the car you want to buy is more than 12 years old and has been driven more than 180,000 kilometres, you will not be covered by any statutory warranty under the Motor Vehicles Dealers Act, but you do have rights under the Australian Consumer Law. You can pay for an extended warranty, but make sure that you're getting value for money. Usually, you get the same protection for free under consumer law. When you buy your car, choosing to have an extended warranty usually means paying extra money so that your car is regularly serviced by mechanics at the dealer's choice, and for this to be recorded in the car's service book. I had a yarn with Pedro Latham in Broome. Pedro knows his cars, and just as well, he had a run-in with a repair shop after he got his new car serviced under his extended warranty.
When they did the 35,000 service, they didn't put the turbo hose back on, and I drove about 12 kilometres out of town and the car died on me. That was a Saturday, so I couldn't put it back into the workshop till the Monday. So that spoiled my whole camping trip for the weekend. The car died on me on the way back from Derby, and I was overtaking a triple-decker road train, and the car died on me when I was alongside the road train. I had enough momentum to go past the road train and pull up onto the road.
So even just mentioning consumer protection actually helped you?
It did, yeah. And I also said that I'll be taking the car to another mechanical workshop in Broome, and they'll be doing the servicing on it and any warranty repairs or anything, but they'll follow up on it.
As you begin to drive your car, keep an eye on any problems in the first few weeks from when you buy it. If something goes wrong and it's not your fault, then ring the dealer to have your car repaired. Don't try to fix the car yourself. If you choose your own licensed repairer to fix the car, this must be approved by the dealer before repairs are carried out. If you don't, then you may not be covered by the warranty. This means you could lose the money you paid out. If you buy a car and it breaks down, Consumer Protection can tell you exactly what is covered by the warranty. If you get a mechanical report, a technical officer in our department can mark what is wrong with the car that is covered by warranty. You can take this report to your dealer so that they fix it under warranty so you can save money. Finally, let's hear from Michelle from Broome. Michelle yarned with me about her sister and how she asserted her rights as a consumer to have her new car replaced. Here's Michelle.
If there was something mechanical wrong, I reckon I'd get straight to the car dealer and try and work it out first, and then work out if my manufacturer's insurance policy is, you know, all good, and ring the car dealership and say, hey, you've given me a lemon. I know my sister did that. She bought a car, and within 2 weeks the head was cracked on the engine, but it was the manufacturer's fault. So it went back to the car dealership, she called the car dealership, and from the car dealership it went back to the manufacturer, and then they identified that this was the third or fourth car that came back. And so it was replaced, luckily for her.
In our next program, we start looking under the bonnet and how to repair your Dardy car. You've been listening to me, Carol Dowling, and I work for the Department of Commerce, Consumer Protection. If you have any issues with buying a car or getting it repaired, give our team a call on 1300 304 054 or like our Facebook page. Find us by typing My Dardy Car in the search box. That's D-A-R-D-Y. Consumer Protection. We're here to help you protect your rights. Just ask us how.
You can ring up Consumer Protection, Mom.